Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. With me is my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio. Hey, welcome, David. How are you doing today, brother?
Hello, Richard. I'm doing well, considering we live in a free-range, open-air insane asylum. I am here and ready to do the show and looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, well, perhaps before we get into other topics, it came to my attention that this is the 78th anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. There was a ceremony now indoors for the first time. It was normally outdoors, and so interestingly, it's the first time that it's not being attended by the Japanese leader, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. But so we had the anniversary of Nagasaki and of course Hiroshima, and so yeah, I don't know if you want to make a comment on that, David.
Well, I've always wondered why Nagasaki and Hiroshima aren't nuclear waste zones. Why wasn't there radiation that prevented people from living there for hundreds of years? Didn't seem like they skipped a beat. It's a little strange.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I know when you look at a lot of children in, Iraq, you know, you'll see a lot of deformed babies from the munitions that were used, and just how much radiation affected them. Have we not really seen anything like that from the Hiroshima and Nagasaki areas, as far as, you know, people born after, especially immediately after the years following?
I'm not aware of any. There may have been, depleted uranium and setting off a nuclear weapon are supposed to be two very different things in terms of the amount of nuclear fallout. I just don't understand why, you know, the water wasn't polluted with nuclear waste and the food supply, the soil, everything. But, you know, it seemed like they started rebuilding the cities immediately and didn't have any problems. I always found that to be strange.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who have questions about what we can and cannot confirm about nuclear weapons. And, that's just definitely one to continue. It takes more of a discussion there. And, well, economy issues, you know, are a big thing for me on my show, because it affects everyday people more than pretty much anything, you know. And if you really want people motivated, they really have to get hit in the pocketbook. Their lifestyle get altered considerably. I mean, sure, legislation can affect their lifestyle to some degree, but certainly the economic factors, you know. I was noticing, I mean, I'll go to Politico for some political stories just to see. I mean, it's a little more left-leaning, of course, and I like to see what is being fed, you know, to the masses in general. But, you know, it touches on other topics over there as well, such as the economy, you know, and how it relates to politics. One, I was kind of amused by the headline, "Could Banks Screw Up the Soft Landing?" And as if there could be a soft landing. But, you know, it just makes me want to point out a very valid issue. I came across a bunch of stories, really. There's been stealth stimulus, evidently, that we haven't really been that aware of. J.P. Morgan is on the U.S. deficit coverage. You know, not that you can really feel you can trust their data too much, maybe, but this is what they're at least saying, you know. J.P. Morgan on the U.S. deficit and how it's supporting the U.S. economy, main points. The FY23 fiscal year deficit tracking $1.5 trillion U.S., but only thanks to odd accounting from student debt forgiveness factors. Excluding student debt, the deficit would be closer to $1.8 trillion, almost $1 trillion larger than fiscal year 22. That widening should partly reverse, they're saying, into 24, around $1.6 trillion. But, you know, this stealth stimulus that we're not really aware at the bank and corporate level experiences explains the economy's resilience to rapid interest rate hikes, they're pointing out. And I was looking, just doing more searches for that. I mean, there was an archived article talking about stealth stimulus. And so I just, you know, checked out other sources, what they had to say, if I couldn't get to that one. But the largest bailout that's not talked about, you know, you could say. But I mean, yeah, that's, it seems like government is colluding somewhat with corporations and banks so that just the everyday people, you know, in the middle class withers, middle class and everyday people in general experience a crash that everyone else can be immune from. I mean, of course, the stock market's been disconnected in general, you know. But yeah, there's quite a few out there talking about this. Well, from Eamon Sheridan, you know, with J.P. Morgan, the stealth stimulus supporting the economy. But, I mean, you know, yeah, the amount of, that we actually hear about the bailouts is just a fraction of kind of the everyday stimulus that gets pumped in. I don't know, David, what do you see as the future for corporations, you know, as things get worse out there?
Well, let me clarify. You're saying that there's stealth stimulus going to corporations from banks and JP Morgan, or I'm not quite clear.
Well, yeah, that is the impression. I mean, let's see, is the student debt I mentioned affected the amounts that they were quoting with, you know, the actual funding. But the point was that something like that is a way of cloaking some of the stimulus money. You know, I mean, that student loan forgiveness was one example, is what they were trying to point out during that quarter or that fiscal year. You know, so I mean, they don't count, just kind of like with inflation, you know, the things that they don't count and there are new ways of calculating it every so often, you know, just they have ways of, yeah, just not even accounting for some of the you know, the amount that they actually admit that they pumped into the banks quarterly or yearly. But, yeah, no, that's the impression. I mean, I'm trying to get more sources on it. Like I said, there was one article at Zero Hedge. It was like a members-only article. And just the $1 trillion stealth stimulus they were mentioning. But then, wow. Yeah, I was catching the J.P. Morgan stories.
Okay, well, $1 trillion stealth stimulus, that's pretty huge. Yeah. You know, I've had the theory for some time that a lot of these corporations, the ones that are connected to the central banks and let's just say the club, are receiving free magic shekels under the table. That's why we haven't seen any major corporation you know, go bankrupt in a very long time. And so I believe that the ownership is much more centralized than we're being told. So they keep the connected corporations afloat no matter what. And, you know, no one has ever fully explained how you know, this whole thing with the student debt is absolutely tragic. The idea that young people are starting off life with $100,000, sometimes more, in debt just to get through college. No one's ever explained how this transformation of college happened in one generation. You know, my mother and one of my uncles, you know, worked their way through college. My uncle went to Berkeley. And was able to pay for his college tuition by working at a gas station. That simply wouldn't be possible today, simply because, you know, college was so much cheaper back then. And it's like probably $50,000
wages
approximately to go to Berkeley now.
And wages, no matter what you did, I mean, were relatively more fair for the amount of hours you're putting in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there was a better balance of wages versus work versus living expenses. But college has absolutely skyrocketed in simply one generation. And part of that is due to the enormous salaries that the administrative people are getting. People, you know, like the people higher up in the food chain are making, you know, $200,000-$400,000 a year. And then they get, you know, everyone's getting these huge pensions on top of that. But the cost to the, let's say, consumer, the young person and the families has skyrocketed in one generation, and it's never been fully explained how or why that happened. It's actually a real tragedy when you have young people starting their lives off with odious debt, let's say.
Yes, and I mean, well, just to try to clarify one more time, I mean, they mentioned that this time around, the J.P. Morgan author, it's basically comparing to 2022. 2023's debt is $1 trillion more due to the student loan forgiveness that Biden has. I mean, because, you know, he was going to do it more broadly, but he still wound up through a loophole doing a portion, you know. So, I mean, that evidently is still $1 trillion.
Odd. Yeah. That sounds like some creative accounting, let's say.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that sort of stimulus probably ended up in the hands of minorities.
And it's
my guess.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this sounds like it was money the government gave to the banks in place of the students paying it back rather than. So not directly related to the corporations. But that other Politico article was referring to banks screwing up the soft landing as if there could be a soft landing other than just we accept lower standards of living. And, you know, we make sure the higher ups are bailed out or kept with policy. I mean, the green policies kind of, even though they're not sustainable temporarily, the corporations get a lot of funding by going along with them so that, you know, they can be okay during a lot of this. And I mean, you know, we hear from international sources that it just sounds like a scam the way they say things. You know, I mean, we have references at these WEF and, that Paris summit, for example, finance shock and climate controls could be useful to launch this great reset more thoroughly. You know, this sounds, again, yeah, like engineered economic crashes and climate controls. Kind of like tells you what the plan is all along, and it's not really about saving anyone from anything, certainly not the planet. But no, I mean, some have claimed, you know, the cost of living compared to wages. Wages haven't increased with that for the last some 40 years, you know, through the 80s and 90s and on to today. Would you say that that's, you know, that's an exaggeration or that could be about right?
No, I think it's about right. There's no question that the wages versus cost of living have not kept up. I've mentioned several times on here that, you know, I was gone from the country for 5 years. And when I got back, the cost of living had essentially doubled in 5 years. And there's no way that wages doubled in that time period, not even close. They've gone up a pittance. And we're in a situation now where there's more wealthy people at the top than there's ever been. And there's more you know, disenfranchised lower middle class people who are barely getting by than there ever been. And there's more people living a so-called middle class existence by carrying very high debt load than there's ever been. So much of what we see in America is a facade and really not reality. It's so much of our culture and financial system is simply based on magic shekels. And it's not going to end well when it all falls apart.
Well, I see corporations just likely to shift away from planning to sell to the middle class. You know, necessities, essentials, of course, for the masses, or the lower class, and market most luxury items and various other goods or excess variations of various goods at a upper class target range. And just, I mean, you know, they can adjust enough. I think if there are more upper class people and more lower class people as the middle class dissolves, it really wouldn't be a problem for corporations, would it?
Well, no, it wouldn't, especially when these corporations are protected economically in a covert manner. I think that's precisely what's going on. The connected corporations are protected through their connection to the banks. And, you know, look at societies or countries like Dubai. You'll see the sort of the future that the so-called New World Order wants, which is a civilization run for the benefit of the very wealthy class. And everyone else is basically a plebe and living at close to subsistence wages. That's the future of the so-called New World Order. That's what they want.
Indeed. And let's see, what else do we have out there in news today? Well, in domestic politics, I mean, I mentioned Politico. Let's see what's on Politico's website there. Well, Trump, they're talking about how he's still debating whether or not he should be in these debates. Trump polled a New Hampshire crowd. Should I do the debate? It seems like he's trying to act like he wants feedback from others to make his decision. And then some are trying to pressure him that, you know, oh, well, you have this deadline of 48 hours, such and such, you know, to let us know for sure. And so I don't know what... What do you think about how things are developing, and what is going to be the plan for the left? Is it going to be, I suppose, Gavin Newsom by default? That's what James Fetzer was suggesting.
Well, it's hard to say. You know, Gavin Newsom, I think, would be a very probable candidate, given the fact that there's actually sort of an internal revolt going on within the Democrat Party about having Joe Biden run again, given his age, his advanced age, and his sort of failure of his cognitive abilities that have been highlighted. Of course, we have a geriatric ward as a federal government right now in general. It's not just Joe Biden. I mean, there's quite a few, you know, senior citizen lawmakers that aren't at their sharpest anymore, let's just say. But
On that point, I mean, Dianne Feinstein was just released from the hospital after a fall, and she's 90, for example. So go ahead.
Well, yeah, and supposedly, you know, Dianne Feinstein has, you know, pretty severe dementia now, and they're covering that up. She's completely out of it from all reports. Even people within the Democrat Party are admitting that. It's leaking out from sources in the far left. I like to monitor the far left, you know, kind of communist side of the Democrat Party, because they'll tell you things that the other parts of the party won't mention, because they want a lot of the old people out so they can replace them with more radical younger people. And so Dianne Feinstein is on her way out for sure. And as far as Trump goes, you know, being so far ahead in the polls this early on doesn't really mean as much as people think. Especially when he's sitting on all these indictments, and I don't see any way. I think all indictments, all the charges against him are bogus. Let me be clear about that. But I don't see any way he walks from every one of these in districts where they can pull a jury of people that hate Donald Trump and convict him of just about anything. And so I think the strategy for the Democrats is to have just allow Donald Trump to be the front runner. And catch the Republicans with their pants down when Donald Trump gets sentenced to jail.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. We ran into the break here. I'm sorry. We'll be back, folks.
To artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here at Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. Sorry, David, I usually try to look out for you, keeping an eye on the seconds of the clock there. I know you, were you done with your comment on Trump?
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. their strategy is to let him be the front runner, and when he actually gets sentenced to jail, it's going to catch the Republicans with their pants down, and they're going to be scrambling for a new front runner. And there may even be a brokered convention because the Republicans hierarchy, you know, the Republican Party, the party of law and order, isn't going to allow a guy who is facing prison sentences to be the nominee. So there's going to be a real internal struggle going on. It's going to get ugly and really crazy. Unfortunately, I think the Republicans are going to fall for the whole thing and get caught with their pants down.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, was there anything else in D.C. to report? Inside the House GOP, there's a plan to avoid the farm bill floor catastrophe. This farm bill, I still have to look into this more, but I'm sure that it has a green agenda and GMOs written all over it, you know, with the contracts and trying to push small farmers out for big ag.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The Republicans are in on that agenda just as much as the Democrats are, unfortunately. And you know, we really are, the plan is to move into an open one party system in Washington where the Democrats are essentially ruling in perpetuity, modeling somewhat after the Chinese system. And because the Republicans, I believe, at the top levels are losing on purpose. It's a very, very poorly managed party, and I think it's done so on purpose, unfortunately.
And regarding other topics in politics and legislation, abortion rights activists are now setting their sights on Arizona after they've had a win in Iowa. Or I'm sorry, not Iowa. I looked at the word and said the wrong state. Ohio. They're setting their sights on Arizona after an abortion win in Ohio. And so, yeah, they had a 14-point victory in Ohio Tuesday as far as the battle of state versus federal rights with that. So, you know, I'm just reporting on it, not really going to comment, planning to. The whole ghost gun thing, you know, we had a bunch of people, Congress people and what have you, showing up at the site of Parkland shooting on Monday, and wouldn't you know it, on Tuesday, new legislation had been rolled out. This ghost gun rule is now, 5-4, the Supreme Court voted yesterday. And so they're allowing the Biden administration's regulations on so-called ghost guns to take effect. I don't know. Do you have anything to say on the whole gun grab agenda, David?
Well, as I understand it, what the Supreme Court did is allowed the regulations to stay in place as state courts hear the cases. So they just kicked it back down to the states to let the cases work their way through the states before they do a final ruling. And, there's no such thing as a ghost gun. It's just you can buy parts and assemble your own gun for people who have the skill to do that. And that's really all there is to it. And I think it's sort of a non-issue. You're going to be able to buy parts if you just do it from different sources at different companies. But you have to have a certain amount of skill to buy the right parts and put it all together.
That is true. And it does go on to point out the ruling is a temporary victory for the administration, but the lawsuit challenging the regulations will continue in the lower courts. And, other news, kind of pivoting to other topics, but related to politics, I sent you this one a few minutes ago, blacklisted news. Newsom funded Chinese COVID lab known to Biden's FDA. The discovery last month of a Chinese COVID biolab in California shocked the nation. Ooh, right where you are, David. But likely came as no surprise to the state's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. He helped fund it. They're saying the now notorious secret facility, which contained a massive stockpile of infectious agents, including coronavirus, and nearly 1,000 dead lab mice and vials of unidentified biological fluids, also likely came as no surprise to the Biden administration. The FDA last year issued a recall warning for nearly 54,000 COVID rapid tests manufactured by the company that owned the lab. Now, come on, the FDA is as crooked as anything, and these COVID tests are complete BS. So, you know, that's just trying to make it look like, oh, look, we're doing oversight and the rest is legit. And then it goes on here. But I mean, you know, come on, is this really going to harm Gavin Newsom's chances for the presidential race, David?
Well, no, because he's not officially even in the race yet. You know, he's claiming he's not running, but right at the same time, he's going around to different states, sort of stealth campaigning, testing the waters, so to speak. But no, this is, there's so many deals cut with the Chinese across both parties, and shady things like this. Unfortunately, you know, there's very, at the highest levels, China and the United States are very closely tied together. There's no getting around that, despite all the rhetoric. And, you know, this whole idea of going to all electric cars, that's essentially going to just really throw, you know, the manufacturing of cars more to China, because all the rare earth minerals comes from China. And it's just going to even increase their share of car sales even more. And people know that on the inside. It's hardly a secret.
Okay, I didn't hear the music, but we should be on the break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And Rand Paul is again out there slapping Fauci with D.C. criminal referral over perjury allegations. Paul has filed a criminal referral against Fauci for allegedly lying under oath about origins of COVID-19. A Tuesday letter to D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, Rand Paul demanded an investigation into Fauci. Oh, so yeah, that's really going to change things now.
That makes for great, you know, political theater. Again, Fauci's part of the protected class of people who are serving the agenda, and the people who serve the agenda faithfully don't get prosecuted. That's part of the deal.
That's not a very good way to sum it up, short and sweet. And as far as geopolitics, you know, I'm really getting tired of talking about the Ukraine conflict, but, you know, I keep seeing little development tidbits. But we're going to have more funding any time now. It seems Biden is expected to ask Congress for more Ukraine funding this week. And, this was an article that just came out yesterday at antiwar.com. Western officials tell CNN's Ukraine tell CNN that the Ukraine counteroffensive is extremely unlikely to succeed, and that's pretty much understood to us around RBN here. Victoria Nuland met with Niger junta leaders. Nuland spoke with reporters on the phone after her talks. She said conversations were extremely frank and at times quite difficult because, again, we were pushing for a negotiated solution. She said the coup leaders are quite firm in their view of how they want to proceed, and it does not comport with the Constitution of Niger. The Constitution of Niger. I wonder what organizational body or bodies created that, David.
Yeah. Well, a couple of interesting things about that in Niger. Well, you know, I was kind of monitoring some of the far left, you know, media regarding this, and they actually showed some footage of, you know, like over 100,000 people in the town square of the capital, probably more than 100,000 people, a minimum 100,000 people, in support of the coup, of the junta. So whatever's going on there, there's a lot of popular support for it. And so that's part of the reason why, you know, these leaders aren't going to step down. And, of course, Niger is the largest source of uranium in Africa. So that makes it a strategic, you know, country. And I have a feeling that the junta leaders may be have kind of socialist leanings, because if you look at the far left, not the regular mainstream media, but the far left media, they're actually giving it a sort of a more positive spin. That's an indication to me that these junta leaders are kind of lean toward the left somehow, and they might be socialists or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I see we have a couple of callers. I don't want to keep them much longer. I will go to the phones in a moment. There was one more I missed getting in on the economic front. Just regarding loans, requests are declining. U.S. and EU corporations are slamming the brakes on demands for business loans. So both the United States and Europe have seen massive drops in demands for bank loans. And meanwhile, the Fed just said they no longer expect a recession. And that was part of my assessment earlier when I mentioned corporations along with banks and talking about the, you know, the cloaked stimulus to the banks from the government, how like student loan is the way they're not calculating. But yeah, that was a trillion more than last year just because of the student loans. And these corporations, for them to suddenly not have as much of a demand for loans, that shows that, you know, playing along with the green agendas and the like anti-white agendas are paying off, you know, regardless of how much money we actually see transpiring. But
well, yeah, that's you know, tragic. You've got interest rates at about 8% right now, and if you think about it, if you have a 10% interest rate, you know, every 10 years the principal doubles, so you're close to having the principal double, say, every 12 years. That's difficult to buy a house under those kind of conditions, especially with the inflated market we face. And just, you know, very briefly, you mentioned the abortion thing, and I think that's, you know, personally, I'm against abortion, but I don't think it should be illegal, because hey, you know, you're not going to stop it. You can't make a technology illegal and expect that to stop it. But it's very bad strategy on the part of the Republicans, because it's turning off all the sort of middle class women that think it's their right to have an abortion, and it's, again, it's just letting the popular support nationwide just fall right in the Democrats' lap. Unfortunately, I think this is very bad strategy. It's part of the reason why the Republicans are not going to win the next election for president now or anytime soon. I think we're heading into an open one-party system with Democrat rule running Washington.
No, very true. And as far as the loan drop in demands, it's the lowest since 2008, to show you where we are once again. But yeah, the higher, well, the tightening standards, you know, really from the banks, with the rates being affected by all of this, is certainly a factor as well.
Oh yeah, and you know, the cost of housing has not dropped very much, as I was predicting. It should be dropping. It should be plummeting, which should go down 30-40% in some of the more expensive areas, but it's not, because we don't have a real market in very many things left at all in our economy. It's all an illusion, guys.
Let's go to the phones. We've had waiting patiently, Rick in Arizona. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind, Rick?
Yeah, a couple of things. Yeah, well, you know, abortion was illegal in Germany. As far as, you know, there was a loan, interest rates and all the loans out there. If the rigging ever comes off of these markets, you know, it's going to be a hellacious crash. And as far as, you know, Mr. Scorpio, you know, we duke back and forth about this reality of the Trump indictments. You know, if they really hated Trump as much as they did, how come they never mugshotted him? And, you know, they got, I'm reading on Drudge, he's got 500 felonies and, or no, a bunch of felonies, 500 years in prison. Well, then why don't they ground his plane and take his passport? If Trump really thought he was going to go to prison, you know, he's friends with Netanyahu in Israel. He can land in Tel Aviv and they can't extradite him. There's no reality to this thing. If he was really under scrutiny by the Department of Justice, the Southern District of New York, he would not be flying a plane and he wouldn't have a passport. And so I'm sticking to my guy.
I see you're saying, but that's kind of, it's kind of weak, because there's no way when you're as famous as Donald Trump that you can hide anywhere. So that's why they didn't yank his passport. He's too famous to hide.
That's not the point. They're supposed to hate this guy that bad. Nothing more would please those people if they could mugshot him, ground his plane, and take his passport. I'm telling you, this is a bunko operation out of New York. He's going to be president. I wish we could make a bet. We should send.
So you think all the different he's facing charges in Georgia, in Washington D.C., and Florida. And he's going to walk from all those trials with no jury's going to find him guilty.
It does. It only takes.
That's
one
your
person.
Prediction.
That's my prediction. We should make a bet. We should send money into RBN.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know who you are, so I can't bet you, but you could be right.
It sounds like you gentlemen at least seem to agree that neither of you are much of a fan of Trump.
I don't want Trump to be president. I'm telling you, they need him. We have a white male problem in their mind. They can't get gun control with these Democrats. It doesn't work. They need a guy like Trump.
You think they feel they need Trump to rally up the pro-white?
Yes.
Okay.
Trump has a magnificent effect on white males. I mean, these guys, dude, I'm telling you, there's people I know. I know a retired police officer last year wasn't going to vote for Trump. He's going to go up to DeSantis. Now with all this persecution, he's back on the Trump train. This is what they're doing. They're bringing back Trump's base, part of his base that fell off, and he can't win without it. They're bringing people like that back, that threw Trump under the bus because of all the crap he never did. But now he's 30% ahead in the Republican polls. He's locked up it. What I'm saying is, I'll send $20 into RBN and you send $20 into RBN and we'll just sit that and we'll bet. I bet he's the next president, and if you win, you get the money. I'm telling you, I think this is a bunko operation, and this is how they operate. How could Trump own casinos in New Jersey when he never ever worked at a casino? You know those businesses, you have to work in those casinos. Trump doesn't know the difference between a table game marker on a crap table or a fill slip on a blackjack table. He owns three casinos. He doesn't never worked in one. It's fake. Everything with Trump is fake. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to argue anything about that. Trump is a front man. All these billionaires that they put out in view of the public, things don't add up about their lives. But I think this is an interesting situation. I don't think Trump will be allowed in the White House ever again. I think they're setting the Republicans up for a massive, massive fall, and we're going to see Democrat rule in perpetuity because this will discredit not only Trump, but the entire movement surrounding him. The Republicans are falling for it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. One more point to show how the economy's fuel factors in Europe are continuing to just devastate the average consumer. European natural gas prices have exploded 40% higher. And of course, I'm sure that's a combination of well, various policies, legislation pushing toward so-called green alternatives and punishing, you know, anything but then also the Ukraine factor, where all forms of fuel are being challenged. But of course, artificial scarcity, you know, engineered scarcity, as you talk about with all sources of fuel, David, is really what it comes down to. So, I mean, if we're to believe what they're claiming is available and at the rate they can access from the planet, and then, we have these conditions.
Well, yeah, and you've got all these sanctions against Russia because of this bogus war in Ukraine, which Americans should be very angry at, throwing money at this corrupt regime that's not, you know, they're in martial law there. Again, he just extended the period of martial law there. It's a completely bogus war in so many ways. It's turned into just, you know, World War One trench warfare with no end in sight. You know, this idea, well, the Russians are going to win next week. I've heard that 100 times, and it still hasn't happened, not even close. And I think we're dealing with a very different game than we're being told here in Ukraine, unfortunately. So, you know, the world is not as it appears, as the mainstream media tells us, guys, as you all already know.
And the next caller, Daryl in Canada. Daryl.
Yeah, as David said, the economy is illusion. I'll get to that in a minute if we have time. But he made I want to address the last caller. The reason why Trump's not being fingerprinted and booked and all that stuff, I think, is, well, like David said, he's so famous. But it's, even though you know, they hate him on the other side, they know he was a former president. There's no precedent for this, so they couldn't do that to a normal president. Although there's talk that when he gets to Fulton County in 2 weeks and officially he's booked there, that they might do that. But yeah, even if they asked him for bail, of course he can post it. So you can't compare Trump to any other criminal or suspected criminal in history, actually. So that's folly to try to do that. A brokered convention, I've never heard anyone say that before. That's interesting, very interesting, because I do think, like David and others, I've been saying this for 8 months, that Trump is definitely going to be going to jail. Or by the time they run that convention, if they delay these trials by, what, July or August, whenever that convention is next year, it'll look like he's going to jail. But, you know, yes, they are the you know, the law and order party, but I think that if he, look what's happening with all these indictments, how his popularity is going. I think the pressure will be so, again, I mentioned unprecedented about mugshots a minute ago. I think the situation will be so unprecedented, and the voters of the Republican Party, the normies, will make it so clear to the Republican bigwigs that want to do maybe a Croker convention, that do not do this. I don't care if you run this guy in an orange jumpsuit. Again, unprecedented, unprecedented, unprecedented. We are going to vote for somebody else, vote for JFK if he goes third party or something like that, or just not stay home. I think the pressure will be so great that even Trump from jail will be the nominee. But I'll say this. Look what the Democrats are doing. They could run Kamala Harris in all likelihood, Stacey Abrams. They have such a sophisticated voter fraud system. They've been honing it since 2018, probably, certainly since 2020. You could run a glass of water against Trump in a jumpsuit or anybody. So I don't think it's going to make any difference. It could take a miracle, but, you know, even, you know, the one thing, I guarantee you, if you think that he is popular after these indictments, imagine if he goes to jail. Even some Democrats might vote for him under those circumstances that don't like the system. So he... They talk about a few bumps, a point here, a few points here when Trump gets these indictments. He may get 5 or 7 if he goes to jail. So, I mean, we're in for just the most insane year next year, guys.
Great call, and I agree with pretty much everything you're saying. Very good points. And I would just add that, you know, as we learned during the whole Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton debacle, where she basically stole, you know, a bunch of superdelegates from him, or the Democrat Party allowed that to happen. I mean, they actually said, look, we're a private corporation. We can do whatever we want. Didn't you know that? Didn't you read the small print? The same thing applies for the Republican National Committee.
Okay, well, I hear the music. Daryl?
Okay, go ahead.
I hear the music. I'm sorry. Did you want to finish your point there?
No, it's okay. I can stay or go. It's up to you.
All right. No, yeah, we could take it to the other side for your finish your point. We'll be right back, folks.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
We are back for the final segment, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with Wednesday co-host David Scorpio. We have Dan in Washington waiting in the wings, but Daryl in Canada was finishing up. Daryl, please. I think we may have lost Daryl. Dan, are you still with us?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
There you are.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Hey.
I'm kind of in between all you guys. You know, the thing that we learned with Trump the first time, the reason it was so amazing, is that people hate the media and don't trust the media so much that the more these people attack him, the more popular he gets. You know, so the more Rachel Maddow or NPR says our democracy is under threat and all this stuff, the more people like us will support Trump because we hate Rachel Maddow, right? It's kind of like that's how American politics is.
But well, most of us, I guess David here, not so much, but go ahead, Dan.
Well, no, but I also agree with David. I mean, this and what Daryl was saying, it's going to be a weird year because I saw an anti-Trump commercial today, and it was basically just Trump can't get elected. He's under too much trouble. Don't vote Trump.
And I have admit, I'm on the fence, too. Do I want accelerationism or would I want a Trump presidency? Would I like better gas prices, economy, right, for a little temporary sort of kick the can? David, do you want to bring in?
Well, sure. Yeah, I want to thank the callers, all really good calls. And, Rick in Arizona could possibly be right. I don't think it's likely. But if Trump does get back into office, it's going to be the worst case scenario for America, because they can really crash America down hard and even get us into some kind of a real war in which America actually loses. Better be careful what you ask for. The difference between the media and these indictments is the media doesn't have any teeth. They can yap on all they want about how awful Trump is, and it doesn't really do anything. These indictments and the fact that he's actually facing real prison time does have teeth. And, I left out that he's facing indictment in New York, too. So you got New York, Florida, two different cases in Washington and in Georgia. That's a lot of different cases to walk from. And the key is just picking jury members that hate Trump, and you can indict him on anything. I think that's the problem. I think all the charges are bogus. I want to be clear about that. But you just pick the right jury, and you'll indict him because he's such a incendiary character.
That could be true, too. And I've never seen it this hardcore where the Democrats are saying he will end democracy if he's elected. He's got these criminal charges. Even people like attorney.
Yeah, America, Barr, America is even, over if he has another term, they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that. And you even have like Mike Pence. Now, is Mike Pence attacking him because we all hate Mike Pence and that makes him more popular? Or is Mike Pence attacking him because they really are scared of this guy, like Attorney General Barr? I can't tell.
Mike Pence actually might testify against him, believe it or not.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dan. Yes, sir. And thank you, Scorpio, as always. A great show.
Thank you, Richard, and thanks for the callers and everyone listening. I appreciate it, and everyone have a great day.
Please support us, folks, at republicbroadcasting.org, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.